This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today. This is Billy Carson, a.k.a. Forbidden Knowledge. I'm here with the special biohack series with Elizabeth Hoekstra. We're going to go deep into biohacking and talk about all the modalities that she actually references in her book.
Yes.
All right.
Recipe to Elevated Consciousness.
Yeah.
Oh, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey. Recipe to Elevated Consciousness. Check it out.
A little shameless plug there. What's up, guys? We're back. All right. Thank you for coming right back. I'm here with Elizabeth Hoekstra. We're on the Biohack Your Best Life podcast.
Yes.
Okay. So what I want to do real quick to give everybody a notification that we're back on right now, I want to send a quick text message out to everyone and let them know to hop back in here on this link. We're back live again to talk about mushrooms.
Well, we're talking about mushrooms. We're talking about fungi. Mushrooms are really the fruiting body of fungi. So they're like the apples on the apple tree. And let me see, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I got obsessed with fungi and mushrooms. I don't know what happened to me, but it's like they were calling me. So I started researching them and studying them. And the more I dug into the research about them, the more interested I got. And I found out some amazing things. And honestly, I really think that they are a part of our, I don't know, consciousness almost. They're a part of this whole universe. And they can control, and they have controlled, in my personal belief system, they've controlled many years. I mean, they've been here way before we have been here. I think it's 650 billion years or something. I don't know. They've been here since the beginning. And they could, honestly, they could wipe us out in any second. And they could help us at any second, which they have been and they are doing. So I just find it really, really interesting. Everything mushroom, everything fungi. So we're going to dig deep into it today.
Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
All right. Amazing, amazing. I sent that another text message. So hopefully everybody knows that we're back on again. We're doing back-to-back podcast tonight.
Yes. Oh yeah. My bad, you guys. So this was supposed to be last Friday's podcast, but we weren't able to do that. We were actually in the Bahamas for a team meeting, so we weren't able to go live about it. So it's been pushed off and pushed off and pushed off. So we moved it to today, and Biohack will still be back tomorrow. I think we're doing something about relationships or something. So, Yes. So yeah, we're here and we're going to talk everything about fungi today. And I'm really excited just because I'm obsessed with them still. And I had to refresh my research about them because it's been so long since I've really dug into the different case studies and the different, I don't know, specific things about fungi and mushrooms. So I had to, you know, dip back in a little bit today and I just got re-obsessed. So I'm going to just, I mean, I have mushroom posters, you know, like
you're deep into the whole fungi trilogy.
I am. And I think it's interesting, just like grounding, just like earthing is some things usually, sometimes they call people and people just get interested in things like ancient civilizations and ancient wisdom and knowledge. For you, you just dove right in and researched everything, ate everything up about it. And so for me, it's more this type of stuff. And I just, man, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. So we're going to dig into some science and I'm going to go through this PowerPoint really quickly because I do want to just bounce back and forth with you because I know that there's a lot of information about it. And I just wanted to let you guys know a little bit of research and just some interesting properties. And there's a lot in here about medicinal mushrooms, which I take every single day. So we begin fungi facts because we're fun guys.
That's right. We are fun guys.
We are fun guys.
It's pretty much everything that exists as organic, biological in the world as fungi.
Yeah, everything. Everything. I mean, when you take a deep breath in, you're breathing in 10 spores of mushrooms, of fungi.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. So we are fungi. We are always breathing fungi. We are always around fungus. I mean, it's the beginning and end of everything. Mm-hmm. It's the decomposers of every organic thing on this planet. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the beginning of life. That's what, you know, brings nutrition back into the soil that plants are able to grow again.
Right.
So it's, I mean, it's the beginning and the end of everything.
Right. Exactly.
So what is fungi and mushrooms? Fungi can be single-celled or very complex multicellular organisms. They are found in just about any habitat, but most live on land, mainly soil or plant material rather than sea or fresh water. Fungi accounts for about half of the living organisms in our soil on the planet. So think about that. Half of our soil is fungi.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's the earth. That's half of the earth. Half of the earth's body is fungi.
Wow.
You know that every step that you take on this planet, there's 300 miles of mycelium below every single footstep. I mean, it goes down trillions of miles. That's what the research I did today. They said trillions of miles down.
Right.
Fungi.
Yeah, because it doesn't go in a straight line. No. It's all over the place.
Exactly. Yeah. The mycelial network.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Like Star Trek.
Like Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah.
There actually is a TV series named Star Trek Discovery, where they have a ship, a spaceship that navigates the mycelium network.
Yes.
Because they discovered that it connects all points in space and time.
Yeah.
And if you understand how to have the right technology, you can navigate through it. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And they actually named the character after Paul Stamets, who was a self-taught, self-researched guy. He never went to college for this, but he became a mycologist just because of his obsession with mushrooms. And I'll go into his story a little bit because I think it's really interesting after this PowerPoint. So continuing, there is said to be between 2 to 5 million different species of fungi, but only 100,000 have been named. So there's so much out there that we have not discovered yet that we don't even know about. But I mean, 5 million, that's a lot.
That's a lot
of different species.
Yeah.
A group called the decomposers grow in the soil or on a dead plant matter where they play an important role in the cycling of carbon and other elements. Like I was talking about before, it's the beginning and the end of everything. So they're decomposers. They take animal bodies in the forest and decompose that body. They reabsorb the nutrients back into the soil so different organisms can grow out of that. So the beginning and end of everything.
Yeah.
Some are parasites of plants causing disease such as mildews, rusts, or scabs. A very small number of fungi cause diseases in animals. In humans, these include skin diseases such as athlete's foot, ringworm, and thrush. So interestingly enough, our DNA is it's very similar with fungi. Half of our DNA is basically half. I mean, it's the same as fungi.
Wow.
So we're closer in our DNA to fungi than we are with plants. Animals, anything.
Wow.
Which is why we can actually get sick more so than animals can by fungi.
Because it's so compatible with us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. So mushrooms and toadstools are only a small component of fungi, equivalent to the flowers or fruits and plants. The main part of fungus is in its root system, known as mycelium, which we just touched on, which comprises of web-like threads called hyphae that extend through soils and other moist environments. So hyphae is really interesting in that it can actually penetrate through stone, hard stone. Wow. So they, jerks me out, man. So this organism can literally cut through stone.
Wow.
Hard stone that we can't even physically, you know?
Yeah.
We can't physically crack these things, but right. fungi's hyphae can
cut right through.
Yes.
Wow.
Wild. So crazy. I think it's awesome. Okay. The different types of, I'm sorry, I'm nerding out about this stuff. It gets me so excited. It gets me so excited. Because I really believe that there are so many discoveries that we can find that are associated with fungi and mushrooms that can literally change the world and advance us technologically so far into the future.
Yeah.
Right now, if we just focused on this, this could actually save the freaking world. I'm sorry. save the world.
Yeah.
I mean, they can break down any organic matter and they can even absorb oil.
Mm.
So oil spills, the solution to oil spills could be fungi.
Right. Right. Wow.
I mean, it's just so much that this can do that could help the earth, could help the people, could help everything.
Can they break down plastics?
Plastics. I think that Paul Stamets just did a study on that specifically.
Yeah.
And I think that they can. Wow. I think that they can.
That's incredible. If they can break down plastics, that's like global changing.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. But they don't want to put the money or anything towards this. And, and I just, it blows my mind because if we were to put, I don't know, $3 trillion that we've put towards cancer to fungi and how it can help this planet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think of the things we had discovered.
Oh man, it'd be mind blowing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'll keep going. So fungi are subdivided in the basis of their life cycles and presence of their structure of their fruiting body and arrangement of types of spores they produce. There are three major groups of fungi, and one is multicellular filamentous molds, and another one is macroscopic filamentous fungi that form large fruiting bodies. Sometimes the group is referred to as mushrooms, but the mushroom is just a part of a fungus that we see above ground, which is known as the fruiting body. So mushrooms are actually composed of hyphae, really, really tightly compacted together. So it's mycelium, but it's just so tightly compacted together and it shoots out of the soil. So that's what you actually see.
Mm.
Usually the fungi and the hyphae and the mycelium is underneath the soil. So you never really see it.
Gotcha.
And then we have single-celled microscopic yeasts. So if we didn't have fungi, we wouldn't have beer. We wouldn't have wine. We wouldn't have anything that bread, you know, anything that uses yeast.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. You can read this one. Am I boring you?
I'm thinking about, I'm not bored because I'm thinking about, wow, the impact of removing fungi. It literally, nobody could survive.
No, the planet wouldn't even survive.
We wouldn't survive. The planet itself would die.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just coming to terms with this now.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm over here down. I'm like, my brain is processing this because I'm realizing like, wow, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I know that bees are really important, but man, fungi, without that, we got nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And there was actually a time on Earth that fungi ruled the whole planet.
Yeah.
There was mushrooms that were 8 stories tall.
Mm.
They actually discovered a mushroom or something that these scientists, they thought it was a tree.
Oh.
They thought it was a fossilized tree that they had discovered or found some sort of remnants of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they realized it's actually a mushroom.
Goodness.
So tall, freaking tall. They thought it was a tree. They didn't even pin it until I think the 1970s or something. So,
mushroom.
Yeah, crazy.
Incredible.
So yeah, spores.
Spores are specialized structures with a protective coat that shields them from harsh environmental conditions such as drying out and high temperatures. They are so small that between 500 and 1,000 can fit on a pinhead. Well, that's incredibly small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goodness. Tiny. 500 to 1,000 can fit on a pinhead.
Wow. Yeah, that's why we breathe them.
You breathe them right in.
Yeah,
they go right in.
Microscopic.
Yeah.
You can't even see. Yeah.
A 10 cm diameter cap can produce up to 100 million spores per hour. You can swallow 10 different strains of spores when you take a deep breath in, and this is how fungus reproduces.
Yes. So he talks about that. Mm-hmm. About you literally, if you take a deep breath, you're swallowing 10 different strains of fungus. Mm. Really, really wild. So I wanted to put some fun facts about fungi on here. Fungus-like organisms found in South Africa, mycelium fossils in lava, 2.4 billion years old. That's the oldest record of a multicellular organism found on Earth. Mm. 2.4 billion years old, they found a mycelium fossil.
Wow.
That's insane. That's insane. 2.4 billion years. Wow. That's a lot of freaking years.
Yeah.
A 113 million year old mushroom fossil was found in Brazil. Again, that's so long ago. Crazy. So 650 years ago, the animal kingdom branched off from fungi. So split from fungi. It mm-hmm. was fungi. And then the animal kingdom branched off from fungi.
Mm.
Wild.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are closely related in DNA to fungi. Then, hold on, I gotta put my phone on, do not disturb. Okay. We are closer related in DNA to fungi than animals or plants. We share nearly half of our DNA, which I said earlier. Mm-hmm. That's wild to me. So we stem from fungi.
Yeah.
Because fungi is way older than us, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah. Oh, it's way older.
Okay.
So if you take the fungi that... out of our body, now we can't, a human being, an avatar body can't survive.
Can't exist. Because half of our DNA is the same as fungi.
Right.
And fungi is older than us.
Wow.
So wild. So wait, how old is the human avatar? Do you know?
Well, this version, this Homo sapiens sapien is about 200,000 years old. But we know that hominids were on this planet, which would be our cousins, for a couple of million years at least.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
But not 650 million years ago.
No.
Not 2.4 billion years ago.
No, not even close.
Yeah, so think about that.
Yeah.
Crazy. So another thing to think about too. So fungi is way older than this avatar, mm-hmm. right? Where did consciousness come from?
Mm.
Like, I don't know. That just messed my head up. Just a thought.
Well, if the Earth is primarily 50% of this mycelium network, mm-hmm. then the Earth is conscious, and the mycelium network could be what we have as neurons.
Neurons.
In our brain. So the Earth is using this mycelium network to communicate with itself and with other life on this planet mm-hmm. through the mycelium network. Mm-hmm. And the mycelium network also makes Earth sentient.
Right. Right. It does. Mm. Just thought. Mm-hmm. Earth is a big brain.
Yeah.
And the mycelial network can create thought just like neurons in our brain.
Exactly.
Holy crap. Okay. Fungi inherited the Earth for a time. I talked about that earlier. Fungi can break down anything hydrocarbon-based, any organic material, anything. I mean, everything basically on this planet is hydrocarbon-based.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is some powerful stuff.
Yeah.
It can even break down diesel waste. It absorbs oil.
Wow.
That's wild. Wild. Now, this is a fact I told you earlier that I thought was super cool because you actually created a battery.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of put this in your head. Maybe you could do some of this. So
right.
A portobello mushroom heated to 2000 degrees turned into a lattice of carbon nano ribbon that can be used in battery design because of the surface area for storing energy.
That's incredible.
Yes, I know. So if you look in this PowerPoint picture, you can mm-hmm. see all the little tiny, filaments mm-hmm. The surface area of that can hold energy
and store energy. That's incredible.
Yeah.
But also, if you can create a carbon nano ribbon, you can weave them together. Mm-hmm. And we know that carbon nanofibers are stronger than steel. So if you can do that, you can create incredible technologies that are extremely light, mm-hmm. but very strong.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, they've actually tried to make houses out of mycelium before because mm-hmm. you can compact it into bricks, heat it up, I think, and then it can actually withstand temperature and a bunch of different stuff. So, and then it's organic, so it can break down into there, so it's not damaging anything.
Right. Right.
So they've recently done that. So now we're going to go into medicinal mushrooms. And these are just my favorites and something that I take every single day that you've actually started taking too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. So the reishi mushroom, how does this mushroom help the body? According to one article, reishi mushrooms contain polysaccharides, peptides, and
triterpenoids.
Triterpenoids. That's not how you say it. I was saying it in my head when I was typing this.
Triterpenoids.
Triterpenoids.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how you say it. My brain was saying something different when I was
okay.
Anywho, which provides their health benefits? The polysaccharides, which is important. And reishi mushrooms are associated with immune function. And if taken over time, reishi can significantly support the immune system. It can also support restful sleep and a calm mind, reduce occasional stress and restlessness, and can support lung and respiratory health and support balanced blood sugar levels.
It's important.
It is super important. So I always take reishi in the evening mm-hmm. because I notice how it calms my mind and body.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, you can read that because it's ancient.
Yeah.
Reishi.
The history of this mushroom. Reishi has a 2,000-year-old written record in medicinal text. Most notably, Chinese Taoist monks wrote their meditative practices. Monks wrote of it to promote calmness as well as to enhance their meditative practices. Chinese royalty used reishi to promote longevity and held this mushroom of immortality in high esteem. Reishi is listed as the most cherished among superior herbs, which are considered to support a long life, support healthy aging, boost qi, and make the body light.
Yeah, so it's also known as the mushroom of immortality yeah. in Eastern medicine. So this is a 2,000-year-old written record. So this is documented
mm-hmm.
that they've been using this mushroom for health and for meditation and for spirituality, all of these things to boost qi. I mean, all of this stuff and make the body light.
Yeah.
All of this, I mean, they've been using this mushroom for a long time. So
yeah,
it's super beneficial.
Yeah, I've been taking it now for maybe a month.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
about a month.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that you've been sleeping better.
I have. I've actually been getting more calm sleeps in restful periods, mm-hmm. I should say. And I already have a pretty calm demeanor, but I can tell that it just gives you this extra little bit of zen.
Yeah. And yeah. I think it really does. I think that we should try to take it one day and then meditate and see if it helps meditation. Cause I've never mm-hmm. done that before. Yeah. I just take it before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is my absolute favorite. My favorite mushroom of all the mushrooms that there is, except for I love magic mushrooms too. Not because I take them all the time, but just because of the properties that really help change people's lives. If you do it correctly and you don't abuse the mushrooms, but we'll touch on that in a little bit. Lion's mane mushroom. So this mushroom is magic. This mushroom has helped me so much over the past 5-6 years. I did a lot back in the day when I was younger, and I didn't feel like my cognition was up to par as, you know, the same as it was when I was growing up because I was always very smart. I felt like I lost my brain function for a while. So I really noticed a change when I started taking lion's mane every single day. I noticed a complete change, and I just got back on it. So I'm excited to see the next couple months because sometimes I lose words, and that's because of, you know, it could be because of a lot of different reasons. Yeah. I want to check for toxic metal poisoning in my brain and, you know, stuff like that, because you shouldn't miss words. You shouldn't stutter. Nothing in your brain should not fire correctly all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't do it often, yeah. but I notice when I do. So, you know, that's part of biohacking, kind of figure out what's going on and then fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So lion's mane could definitely help that.
Mm-hmm.
Lion's mane is full of a multitude of important compounds, such as beta-glucans, which are immunomodulating antioxidants and neuroprotective phytonutrients. In vitro research suggests that certain compounds found in lion's mane may help induce nerve growth factor synthesis in nerve cells. That's so important because you stop producing that after you're 30. As you mm-hmm. age, you stop producing that.
Mm-hmm.
This goes along with findings from animal research that lion's mane promotes nerve tissue growth and supports motor function. And research in adults with mild memory problems associated with aging found that taking lion's mane extract had better brain function compared with control participants who did not ingest the mushroom. All of this indicates that lion's mane mushroom is an amazing helper for a healthy brain function and may even support neurogenesis.
Mm, wow.
That's crazy. So yeah. I give you that too.
Yeah. You're giving me this stuff. I just see you putting these mushroom liquids into my water and mm-hmm. I just drank it.
Yeah.
Wow. This is good stuff.
No, it's freaking amazing. And wow. they've actually done a lot of case studies on this, proving all of this stuff. So if you guys know about Paul Stamets, you know, like I talked about him a little bit earlier, I'll go into his story later, but he has a special stack that he recommends for people to take. In some places, psilocybin mushrooms are legal. So I'm not telling anyone to do anything illegal. So don't do anything illegal, guys. But Paul Stamets says that this stack actually helps grow new nerve cells and helps brain function completely. I mean, and you guys can go back and look through this. I'm not going to read the stack, but this protocol revolves around a nootropic vitamin complex comprised of niacin, lion's mane mushroom, and the crucial prodrug and magic mushroom psilocybin. Stamets refers to this as the stacking formula for epigenetic neurogenesis. Wow. Amazing. I actually tried this before. The mycologist was promoted to help develop the blend due to the striking rise of neurodegenerative degenerative conditions such as Alzheimer's disease. He theorizes that the combination of these chemicals can be useful in the treatment of PTSD and regeneration of visual and auditory neurons. In healthy individuals, the stack could potentially be used to enhance creativity and expand cognitive function.
Wow.
So I actually went on this stack probably about 4 years ago. And like I said, my brain was firing. It was crazy. Wow. I was not missing words. I think I went for a year without missing words. Yeah. So this stack, you should take it 5 days and then break for 2 to 3 days. And I didn't stay on it very long. I was probably on it for maybe a month and a half just because I didn't want to, I don't know. I like to try different things and implement different things into my daily life just to see what makes differences and what doesn't. Mm. And I really, really did notice a huge difference with this. So you guys can go back and get that stack if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Turkey tail mushroom. Another one of my favorites, which is, I think, your favorite. Mm. It's the one that I was giving you when we were in Boston and actually just recently in the Bahamas too.
Yeah.
So turkey tail boosts immune function by stimulating cytokine production, increasing natural killer cells, and through other immune boosting functions. Protein bound polysaccharides, PBP, found in turkey tail have the most research backed immune supportive effects. These PBP compounds can enhance key types of immune cells like T cells when used alone in combination or in combination with synergistic herbs. Turkey tail is a safe mushroom to use long-term with the context of proper medical treatment. Turkey tail contains one of the highest amounts of beta-glucans of all mushrooms, which can keep our immune systems healthy when used over an extended period of time. So, interesting story about Paul Stamets. His mother had stage 4 cancer. They told her that she was not about to live any longer. She called him, was crying, and you know, thought she was going to kick the bucket really, really soon. And he was actually at the same time doing a study on turkey tail mushrooms. And so he wanted to give her these turkey tail mushrooms because he was discovering all these immune boosting functions of this specific mushroom. So he started giving her, I forgot what he said, the amount of turkey tail he was giving her daily. And she was taking her other cancer medicines as well. But I don't think she ever went on chemo because I would have, she was old. I think she was 80 something years old when they diagnosed her with this.
Yeah.
So he started giving her this turkey tail mushrooms daily. Mm-hmm. And it was so crazy. He brought her on stage. She's 89 years old and has zero sign of cancer anymore.
Wow.
Yes. That's how powerful these mushrooms are.
Yeah.
And they have case studies now. So now they prove the functionality of all of these things.
Yeah. And what's incredible, before you go on, the mushrooms you've been giving me, I haven't had any psychedelic side effects.
Oh, no.
This is just medicinal mushrooms that don't give you any psychedelic, those particular ones.
Right, right. These are just medicinal mushrooms. The mushrooms that give you psychedelic effects are actually, they have psilocybin in them.
Yeah.
Which is the purpley blue kind of like color that you see through mushrooms. Mm-hmm. So once you see that through mushrooms, you can know, oh, that's a magic mushroom. And if I take that, I'm going to go to a different dimension. Mm. But these are just medicinal mushrooms.
Yeah.
So they do not contain psilocybin. So you can take them daily and they won't mess you up.
Right.
You won't feel any.
Exactly.
Any psychedelics. So cordyceps mushroom. So this is a really, really interesting species of fungus. You can look at these pictures. It's so scary. I mean, it's freaking me out. I had to find these pictures online. But I mean, this type of fungi is so interesting to me because it's parasitic. So what it does is it can actually it can go into the exoskeleton. Once it gets into the inside the body of these ants or caterpillars, beetles, moths, these different insects, it eats up their organs, basically, sucks up their nutrients, and then can spout the cordyceps mushroom out of their bodies. And one type of cordyceps can actually go into an ant's brain and I think control it.
It can control it.
Yes. Yeah. And the ant will go up to the highest point of wherever it can get to. And then its head will explode so that the spores can disperse everywhere.
Right.
Freaking crazy.
Yeah. There's videos online of bugs infected with cordyceps.
Yeah.
And the cordyceps fungi, these bugs are dead.
Oh, right.
They're already dead. Crazy. These are dead bugs that the cordyceps have now taken over like a zombie and control them and control these bugs and have them walking around and crawling around and
really
everything
crazy.
Else.
Crazy. That's how powerful fungi is.
Right.
Can you imagine? It could get into us. I'm going to talk about a strain of fungi in a little bit, but imagine if it wanted to do this to humans.
It could.
Exactly.
It just doesn't want to.
Right.
The second that it wants to, it can do that. We're having a zombie apocalypse.
We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
A zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Super crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So the cordyceps mushroom is an energy boosting fungi. Certain studies have shown that cordyceps can increase the production of ATP, the compound that gives cells energy in rodents and also humans. So ATP is what fires our mitochondria. So we need it for energy and we need it for our cellular health. So cordyceps are really, really great for that. This is why cordyceps is a good mushroom supplement to take for exercise and physical performance. Two controlled clinical studies have found cordyceps improves exercise performance in healthy older individuals. So I actually take this for my pre-workout and it gives me a little extra boost. I can feel it right away and it's amazing. Preliminary research in humans, animals, and test tubes also indicate that cordyceps support healthy levels of inflammation and immune markers. Related cordyceps species may have hormone regulatory properties shown in research studies to increase libido in women and improve sperm health in men. Cordyceps support kidney health in certain populations as well. So these are really, really great for so many different functions and help circulation and blood flow as well.
Yes. So guys, if you're struggling in bed, get some cordyceps.
Okay, so look, the zombie fungi, that's what the other name of it is. And look at what it does to these insects.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually the cordyceps mushroom that's spouting out of these insects.
Wow.
Really, really crazy.
Yeah. Ugh.
Okay, last but not least, shiitake mushrooms. I love to cook with shiitake mushrooms. I have some in the refrigerator right now that I'm going to cook with some steaks that we'll have maybe tomorrow. Shiitakes have a ton of really, really great properties. It's great for immunity and liver health. It supports the cardiovascular system. There's a polysaccharide in shiitake mushrooms, and it's shown great promise as an immune system boosting agent. Research has also discovered a compound in shiitake that can maintain cholesterol already within a healthy range. The mushrooms are great to cook with and are also loaded with B vitamins, helping to modulate blood sugar levels in the body and support healthy inflammation response. Shiitake mushrooms have been shown to increase IgA, a key immune cell, immunoglobulin, associated with our first line of defense when it comes to immunity. Shiitake mushrooms can decrease C-reactive protein, a blood marker that detects inflammation. Selenium helps to combat free radical damage to help support better skin health. If you have a bunch of free radicals eating up your cells and everything, you age faster, you get wrinkles. I mean, it basically eats up all the collagen in your system. So selenium helps combat that.
Yeah.
And selenium is very high. It's, shiitake mushrooms have a lot of selenium in it. They also have one of the highest amounts of natural copper. And copper is an important component in collagen production, which makes up a large percentage of skin composition.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can keep these wrinkles away longer.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I've been giving you all this stuff. I know you don't really like the taste because you don't drink alcohol. And this is actually an alcohol-based liquid.
Yeah.
But I mean, I really think that you just bite the bullet and just knock one back. Listen, guys, this one night, I give him all this, my mix of mushrooms, right? I'm like, here, drink it.
Oh, my God.
And he smelled it. I mean, they don't smell the best. I take Life Cycle. Yeah. And you didn't like it.
Yeah, there's a combination that you give me now that doesn't have that smell.
Yeah.
There's, I guess, one of them you left out.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
He was like, and then he threw it in the sink. And
I would toss it in the sink, and I was like drinking an empty cup. See, babe, I'm drinking it.
Which is so whack because you could have just given it to me. You wasted my golden mushrooms.
I'm sorry. But now that you got the right formula for me, I drink them every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good. It's good. Okay, so this is last but not least. This is my last mushroom that I take daily is the chaga mushroom. Mm-hmm. Chaga has been studied for its use in skin conditions and stomach disorders. Chaga has over 200 preclinical animal and cell studies showing promising health benefits, including such as being high in antioxidants, supporting digestion, immune support, modulating inflammation, containing key antimicrobial substances, and being adaptogenic. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. These are all really, really great things. Chaga grows primarily on birch trees, and much of the mass itself is actually wood fiber and not mycelium. Many medical compounds from birch, like butylene. And butylene acid end up in the chaga. The outer black layer on the canker contains high amounts of melanin, which can also be beneficial for our skin. So the chaga mushroom is a mushroom, but not really a mushroom, but it's a mushroom. So, yeah.
A mushroom that contains melanin.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay. And that's my slides for you guys. So.
Great.
Let me how do you get back on? Yeah. So, yeah, guys, I mean, these are. The mushrooms that I take every single day, every single day I take these.
Yeah.
I take, it's a specific type of mushroom that I take because it has a ton of research behind it. And these guys are obsessed with mushrooms and fungi, and it's called Life Cycle. And if you guys want to get Life Cycle, you can actually get 10% off if you use my coupon code LizTech, LISTECH. I made that a long time ago because I really wanted to work with these guys. You know, when I find something I really like, I like to go to the source and dive deep into the research and then get involved somehow. Mm-hmm. So
yes, you do.
I mean, it's that I know for a fact that they have really, really great products because I've been taking them for years. And I don't know why I stopped. Mm-hmm. I stopped taking them for probably about 2 to 3 years, but I've just now got back on them. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The more that you take these mushrooms and fungi, the more you kind of want to research them and want to know about them and want to know about everything, you know, everything about them.
So. Right, right. Exactly. Yeah, no, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing how we have so many cures on this planet just right here. And these few mushrooms that you talked about are so many cures to so many problems that doctors are sending people to the pharmacies to get medicines for.
Yes.
That create side effects, that create more side effects.
Yes.
When all they literally have to do is just simply take these mushrooms for those particular same things. Now, we're not saying we're not doctors and we're not giving any doctor advice. We're not telling you we're physicians. What we are saying is if you research these things and you find that they have some properties that intrigue you, you may want to look into them.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we're trying to say, guys.
Yeah, look into them.
Yeah.
I mean, these things have changed my life, and I love to share what has changed my life because I think it could help a lot of people. Because if it did for me, it can do for a lot more people.
Yeah.
Let me type this in here.
Okay.
People are asking. LISTECH.
Okay. She just dropped the link in the chat for you guys with the coupon code for your discount. This is where she's been buying these things for years. Mm-hmm. And I have been on them now myself. Yes. I've you've had them since I met you, but just only been out. I've only been taking them for about a month.
Yeah.
And, you know, so.
Guys, can you imagine his brain on lion's mane? Listen. I mean, 5% more neural activity. We talked about this with Dr. Amin.
I'll take it.
Yes. Yes. I mean, Convert that into numbers. So if you take 100% of what you have right now in your brain function and convert that into numbers when it comes to the amount of abundance that you have, 5% more of that converts into skyrocketing numbers.
Next level.
Exactly.
Next level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So anyways, I mean, it's just really, really, these are great. You guys, you could do some more research. Do you want to talk a little bit about magic mushrooms?
Yeah, sure.
I know people. You know, are interested in those.
You know a lot more about that than me.
Yes, magic mushrooms. So psilocybin. Psilocybin is the compound in the mushroom that actually gives you those hallucinogenic effects. So I actually took a hero's dose, which is a 5 gram dose of magic mushrooms before. I did it one time because I didn't want to fall off the deep end. I feel like a lot of people, I don't find it wrong, and I don't think that people, I don't look down upon people that do it. Mm-hmm. What I don't appreciate is people that don't respect the medicine. It's a sacrament. It's sacred. It's a sacred plant that heals people, mm-hmm. that connects people to different parts of themselves and different dimensions and, mm-hmm. and different things. And when people are like, oh, I'm going to get all messed up on magic mushrooms and go to this party, I'm like, wow, you're disrespecting the medicine, the it actually has spirit.
Yeah.
That this beautiful compound.
It's a living, it's a living sentient being.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I don't appreciate when people disrespect it, although I don't judge. I mean, it's just, I have my own opinion. So I took a heroic dose of mushrooms years and years and years ago. And I did it very intentionally because I wanted to connect with some root trauma that I had, and I couldn't consciously feel it. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to really just find out what was going on with me. So I really did it with pure intention going into it. Mm-hmm. And I got my answer through it. And out of that, I became a different person.
Wow.
And it helped me so much, so much. And I still to this day have a different perspective about a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, you know, back in the day in the 1970s, 60s, 50s, they were doing a ton of research on magic mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they had the war on drugs, which canceled everything. Right. Yeah. It is crazy. It is crazy. The war on drugs, except there's Vicodin and Xanax and Adderall and all these pills that are dispersed $5 billion a year in just America. Yeah. I mean, it's freaking ridiculous. But yet we have war on drugs.
Yeah.
Anywho, so back in the 1970s, they canceled all that research when it was actually really changing people's lives and helping people. And that's what the research was showing and the case studies were showing.
Yeah.
But they turned it all around and made people terrified of this and made it look like if you took it, you're so crazy and then it's going to do these crazy things. You're going to go fly off a roof if you take this. I mean, they just put a really, really negative spin on it. Mm-hmm. So recently, which makes me very happy, they've been opening that research back up. I think that they even at Johns Hopkins started doing some psychedelic research again. Mm. So, which is great. Really, really awesome.
Yeah.
Because this can literally change lives.
Right.
Change lives. Research it. Look at the case studies, guys. Research this stuff. I mean, there's multiple stories of people that were hopeless. I mean, a lot of cancer patients that don't, you know, are depressed and scared will, you know, were researched and did this and it changed their whole perspective and they weren't afraid of death.
Yeah.
And they let all the fear and depression go.
Right. I know quite a few people that it has changed, but I also know quite a few people that took too much and abused it. Like you were saying, everything within reason, guys, everything within reason, you must have balance. How are you able to do these things where you can do something and then just stop? How do you do that? Like, how do you do that?
That's because my consciousness is more powerful than this stimulus, this third dimensional things.
Yeah.
My consciousness is more powerful than these things. And I don't ever want anything to control me outside of me. Mm. So I don't let it anymore, which I used to. I used to smoke cigarettes. I used to drink. I used to take pills. I did a lot of stuff. So those substances controlled me.
Yeah.
So I made a promise to myself when I became very conscious and really dove into my shadow work and my healing work that I would never again let anything outside of myself control me.
Wow. Well, you've done a great job because, man.
You know what? The next thing is caffeine and coffee because we've been going. I've been drinking way too much, coffee.
Well, you can do that. That's easy.
I know. That's super easy. Yeah. But I need to start.
You know. I mean, if that's your biggest problem, I'm in good shape.
Yeah.
I got nothing to worry about over here if you're worried about kids and caffeine.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, that's the power, though, of being truly conscious, right? Of being truly aware and being truly in control. But you have to do the work to be able to control yourself. You have to do the work. Before I did the trauma work, before I did the healing work, I couldn't I couldn't control myself.
Mm-hmm.
Things outside of me controlled me. I thought I needed to have a drink when I went to a party.
Yeah.
I thought I needed to have a drink to socially interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
But now I know that that's not the case. I don't need that because right. I love the way I feel like this. And
you know what? When we go out with people and we don't drink, because we don't,
mm-hmm.
and they drink, we laugh just as much or even more right. than they laugh.
Right.
We have just as much or even more fun that yes. we can actually remember
right.
than they can even have fun or remember.
I know.
Because they're too zooted to remember anything, and we're totally sober.
I know.
And we can have just as much of a good time.
Exactly. Just as much, if not more. If
yeah.
not more, because we're aware.
We're
the
aware.
Whole time.
Exactly.
We're there and conscious the whole time. So we yeah. know all of our actions. We know all of everyone else's actions.
Yep.
And we're in full control of ourselves.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's underlying that's controlling anything.
Exactly.
Plus, we don't wake up with hangovers or sick yeah. or anything.
You're not going to see Forbidden on TMZ, that's for sure. Sorry. Yeah, it's gonna happen.
I heard you say that on the podcast earlier. I was dying.
Yeah, they don't know what that means, but mm-hmm. there was an Egyptian tour guide that we had in one particular section of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And he just was apologizing for something when he said sorry. So we kind of adopted that. And we use it all the time.
All
now.
The time. Even Gabe, even my son. He tries.
Yeah. Shout out to Ramsey in Egypt.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. What's up, Sam?
We're
going to see him very soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But moral of the story, guys, is do your shadow work. Do your trauma work.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, life just opens up to you. I yeah. saw it. We've seen it multiple times in the past couple weeks, even mm-hmm. that. People feel like they need to drink in order to let loose and have fun and relax.
Yeah.
And they wanted us to drink too.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, just have a drink. Just have a drink. Just yeah. have a drink. And it's like, I don't know. I just didn't want to.
I'm the peer pressure, person of the peer pressure, I guess you want to say, evader. I evade peer pressure. Like, it doesn't have any effect on me. It never has since I was a kid. There's nothing that anybody can tell me to do to join whatever they're trying to do or accomplish. If I say no, that's the end of it. No means no.
Mm-hmm.
There's no kind of pressure you can apply to me. There's nothing you can do to trick me or make me feel like make me feel sad or I'm not part of the group or the in crowd. There's nothing anybody can say to me to make me do something I don't want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good at that.
Yeah.
You're good at that. And I'm now good at that.
Yeah.
Because once you're in full control of yourself, nothing outside of you can control you or mm-hmm. sway you in any type of way.
Right.
So that's all about doing the work, though, because when you feel a little bit empty inside or when you feel, I don't know, your self-worth isn't all the way there, you feel like you have to swing people's ways to please them because there are people pleasers. You don't yeah. have any boundaries.
Yeah.
So once you do the work, you create boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You don't let people sway you. You know, it's different. It's yeah. way different.
Stand your ground, guys. Draw mm-hmm. a line in the sand and yes. stand your ground.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't let outside sources influence your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Be who you're supposed to be.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs.
Mm.
And the reason why I don't do those things is because I saw what it did to family members of mine.
Mm.
And I saw how it literally destroyed their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my mind,
yeah,
why in the world would I want to do that? So I made a conscious decision that I wouldn't do that. And so I just don't do it. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any urge or need to do it. And guess what? I saved a lot of money by switching to no alcohol. And all that money I saved, I invested. Mm-hmm. And built businesses and everything else. And some of my friends would look at me and be like, how'd you get this? How are you buying these foreign cars? And this is back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I'm already driving foreign cars in the 90s. And I'm like, you have the same amount of money I have. You just don't realize it. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, add up all the money you're spending on drugs and mm-hmm. alcohol and nightclubs. And then take that money and invest it into something that's going to compound
mm-hmm.
and multiply that over 3 to 5 years. All of a sudden, you can do what I'm doing. You can travel like I'm traveling. You can buy this car like I'm. My car payment is less than your drug bill.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's just all a matter of perspective and understanding. You know, there's other ways to have fun, and you can have fun doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And these mushrooms, if you are in a situation where you know medicinally you need them, they can actually help you.
Yes,
they can actually help. but just don't take it to the abuse point. Use right. it for what it's supposed to be done, mm-hmm. the assistance that is supposed to help with your consciousness and your body.
Yes.
But don't push beyond that limit.
Right. Right. Exactly. Point blank.
Yeah.
Super easy. I mean, we could do some quick numbers. This is really crazy. I used to have to get 4 bottles of wine a week.
Goodness.
To drink myself. 4 bottles a week. So I would spend, because I like great wine, about 50 bucks a bottle at the lowest.
Good grief.
50 times 4. That's $200 a week. That is $800 a month. That is $9,600 a year. Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, once
look
you guys...
at my dad. My dad smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day.
Yeah.
Plus all the drugs that he took. He probably was spending, I don't know, $100 a day on smoking and drinking.
Yes.
And drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, you add that up until his age of death, which was 74. Unfortunately, he got, you know, got abused by police, which actually was a catalyst for his death.
Mm-hmm.
But you add up to all those years. So I think he started when he was 16.
Mm.
He was very depressed, a very depressed person. That's why he was on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he had a chance to read your book. It might have saved him.
Mm.
But from years of depression. But all that money he spent all those years, it was millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. It really adds up. It really, really adds up, especially when I smoke cigarettes. For cigarette smokers, sometimes people need a pack a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's now, I don't even know. Back when I quit, it was $8.75 a pack. So now, ooh. I don't even want to know how expensive cigarettes are.
Good, good.
Yeah, a pack a day. Let's do that quick number.
That's crazy.
Hold on, let's do about
$8.75. My dad did 3 packs a day.
Woo!
Till the day
Seriously?
He died.
Are you serious?
Till the day he died. The ceiling in my dad's house was yellow from the nicotine.
Wow.
I'm talking about a thick yellow too. $3,193,000.
No, that's 3,200 dollars.
Oh, okay. Oh.
A year.
Oh, okay.
If you're spending $8.75 times 3 equals times. Now this is going to be more.
Yeah.
3 times that amount.
Good grief.
So about $9,600 your dad was spending a year.
A year, times all the years since 16 to 74.
Yeah. I mean that's a lot of money.
Add the drugs and then add the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. It's amazing.
And anyway. we're not judging people. And I'm not, listen, I did it all. Okay. Did it all. And society unfortunately makes it so it's okay and it's normal to go have your drink after you get out of work or let's go have a drink, girl. You know, it's always let's go have a drink. Let's meet up for a drink. Let's go have it. You know, society normalizes this. But why do you think society normalizes this?
Well, because it's going to slow you down.
Yes.
It's going to make you deficient.
Exactly.
It's called a spirit for a reason.
Exactly.
You're drinking spirits.
Right.
Literally.
Yes. And your liver literally has to take a break from all it's doing already, which is detoxing all this toxic material in our air and our food and everything that we touch. I mean, it's always detoxifying our bodies right now, especially with the world, how it is today and how toxic the world is. So it has to take a break from doing that natural process that is extended right now. And it's just shot through the roof right now because of how sickly we all are and how toxic this world is to now detox that alcohol in your body.
Yeah.
So you're loaded up with toxins at this point when you're drinking.
Yeah.
And it's just not good for you.
And your organs are overworked.
Yes.
And so think about, you need the fungi is used to create the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call the alcohol spirits.
Mm-hmm.
The fungi are conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're drinking these conscious spirits.
Mm-hmm.
You saw they can control the bugs. I don't know. It's just, for me, it just makes sense to just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Every time you want to drink, take that money and put it into a little piggy bank.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what you were going to spend that night, $15, $20, $50, $60, $70, whatever the number is. And then after 3 months, just look at how much money you saved.
Right. Right.
That might change your mind.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
can go towards a college fund. That can go towards investments. That can go towards your own personal business investment, investing into yourself. Mm-hmm. It can go into a whole life. I know a lot of people that I knew growing up, they said they can't afford the whole life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, if you stop drinking and smoking and put that money into a whole life, you can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you have to make sacrifices to make things a priority.
Right. Right. You know? Well, then also really realize, why are you drinking?
Yeah.
Why are you really drinking?
Mm-hmm.
I had to come and face myself in the mirror and come to a real, real, real honest conclusion about myself, mm-hmm. which was the fact that I was in a lot of pain and anguish, and I was not wanting to think about all of my trauma that I've lived through my whole entire life. So I wanted to numb it. I was trying to numb that pain, and I was trying to feel normal in front of people. So once you look in the mirror and realize, why are you doing these things? Then maybe you can start, you know, getting to the root of these issues and healing some of those parts of yourselves, because that's what makes it possible for you to become stronger than that drink, or stronger than that cigarette, or stronger than even the weed. I love weed. I love it. But you've never seen me smoke, because I don't need to smoke.
I've actually never seen you smoke.
I don't need to smoke, but I love it. I'll smoke here and there, but I don't need to smoke. I just don't. But it's great, you know. But once you do the work on yourself and you realize the real reasons as to why are you doing these things, then it makes it easier to stop.
Yeah, exactly. It becomes, you become a master of your thoughts. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Master of your thoughts. Also, think about it. When you're high on weed, or when you're high on alcohol, or when you're on drugs in general, are you thinking and attracting what you really want? Are you really in full control of your thought process? Because when you're not, your thought process creates your reality. All these thoughts electrically go out into the universe, and the universe gives it right back to you. So are you in full control of your reality? I don't think you are, because if you're shaded and your mind isn't fully aware, then how can you control what thoughts go through your mind? And thoughts are manifesting.
Your reality. Manifesting your reality all the time. Yeah. So just something to think about, guys. We're not bashing anyone. We're just giving you a point of view to consider, is really all it is. And telling you, with everything, you need to have some level of balance. Don't abuse anything. If you enjoy something, okay, but don't abuse it. Don't abuse it.
Yeah. Exactly. And take some mushrooms, or, you know, just look them up, do some research on them, and maybe try to put some of them into your routine. Try lion's mane if you have brain fog. Seriously, it changed my life.
Lion's mane. Look, speaking of lion's mane, your hair's growing back nice.
Oh, thanks. I have these little flyaways all over my scalp because I don't know if you guys saw the biohacking hair episode. But when I caught COVID, I lost probably about a third of my hair.
She did.
Literally. It was all over the floor. It was all over everywhere. I mean, it was so awful. And you were telling me, like, I think your hair is falling out. I'm like, whatever. I was just shedding.
I saw hair everywhere in the house. I was like, what the heck is going on here?
People shed 100 to 200 strands of hair a day. Normally.
But that level was off the charts.
You said.
I mean, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
There was hair. I had hair coming out of my body. I was like, where is this hair coming from? All your hair was all over me, in my butt cheeks, everywhere. I'm like, what is this hair? It's coming out of everything. In my cars, on the floors. I was like, I think something's wrong with her.
So it was. There was something wrong with me. So this is how I found out, because I was in denial. I'm like, you're just being mean.
I was like, something's wrong, man. I'm telling you.
It was too crazy. So I took a shower one day and I washed my hair, and I came of my shower with a ball of hair this big. I called you bawling.
I was crying.
I'm like, wow. I didn't know what was going on. So I thought it was because I was on this medication and maybe I was having adverse effects with this medication. I didn't know what was going on. So anywho, I wanted to figure out what was going on with me. So I dove deep into research, which I love to do when things aren't right in my life. And I found out that stress, and the amount of stress that I was in, that a lot of people were in, that probably 90% of the planet has been in, right? So the stress of the sickness, because I had the sickness back in December. I had the sickness. I got deathly ill. Okay. I was sick for 11 days.
It was bad.
It was really, really awful. And I almost died. And it was just freaking horrible. So come March, my hair started falling out, and it fell out probably for a good month. And, you know, 30 days of it just gone. And so it was so thin, right? It's still very thin.
Although
it's coming back. I can see the strands all over my hair. They're all over. You guys can't see them, but I have strands all over that are about this long.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing this hair protocol that we have actually, we sell it now.
Yeah. Because it worked on her so well. We actually have the product line. I just dropped the link in the chat. Mm-hmm. You can check it out. It's an amazing product line. You can look at some of the actual testimonials where people have reversed their hair loss.
Yeah.
So if you're suffering from any kind of hair loss from natural balding or from stress or from things like the sickness, which is giving people a lot of thinning of hair, this will reverse that. It's been known to reverse it. So you can check it out. There's a video with testimonials. You can check it out. She's a living testimonial mm-hmm. right here. I got her some of this right away because I knew the actual company that created it. Mm-hmm. I said, try this. As soon as you came here, I was like, here. And it worked right away. You can start to see the process within the first week or so. You can see that the hair thinning was getting less and less and less, and the shedding was becoming less and less.
It probably took about 21 days, though, to be honest.
Of course, yeah. Within a week, I noticed it was less hair laying around.
You know what I noticed, though, immediately? It was because it's a hair mask, too, mm-hmm. and my hair was so dry and brittle mm-hmm. that I did the hair mask, and I started seeing the moisture come back in my hair almost right away, within the first week.
That probably helped her from breaking off.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay, that's why I started seeing a little bit less.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because our hair has these life cycles, and mm-hmm. when your body gets stressed, whether it's sickness or, mm-hmm. or you know, a heavy emotional load on you, mm-hmm. your hair follicles, their life sink.
Yeah.
So they sink together, and then it stops. You know, hair goes from growing mm-hmm. to not growing to falling out. And that's just a normal thing that our hair goes through. So when it sinks, because usually they're all in different parts, right? So you're not losing all your hair at once. But when you get sick or stressed, that's what happens. They sink up, and then you just, and it happens 3 months after that stressful event, mm-hmm. 3 to 6 months after that stressful event. So a lot of people, exactly. It's a cycle. It's a life cycle of the hair.
So what happens is typically happens. So, you know, it's not so far, but because it's happening a few months after the event, the stressful event,
you don't even know.
You don't make the correlation between the stress and the hair loss.
Yes.
But it stems from something because that's the life cycle of the hair and the follicle. Mm-hmm. It actually shows up. It manifests a couple of months later.
Which is why I was so confused. Yeah. I didn't know what was going on. So thank God I did the research and studied, and thank God for these products. Cause honestly, it really did make a difference. And you can really see, if you guys were here, you can mm-hmm. see these tiny little hairs all over my scalp.
Yeah.
Growing back. I can't put my hair in a ponytail right now because it looks so weird. Cause it's all growing back.
Yeah.
But thank God it's all growing back.
It's growing back. It looks good. It's just getting very sheen, shiny. And it's real nice.
Back. Yeah. It's coming back. So mm-hmm. there is hope.
Yeah.
And don't feel bad if you're going through the same thing, because a lot of people
have been going through it.
Yes.
Before we wrap up, guys, don't forget there's only a few days left to get shares of Forbidden Knowledge. Right now we are at how many days left? 6 days and 3 hours left.
Yep.
To buy shares. And then it's round two is gonna come to an end. Okay. Yes. This is your last. I'm typing in the chat for your last chance to get shares of Forbidden Knowledge. All right. And why should you do this? It's a ground floor opportunity with a company that's already making profits, a company that's already in existence and functioning for years, mm-hmm. not a new startup in the garage like Microsoft, Amazon, Macintosh. They also started in the garage, and then they also sold shares. But guess what, guys? They became multi-billion dollar corporations. Mm-hmm. We have passed the garage phase, thankfully, and we are well on our way. Our last pre-money valuation was $30 million. Mm-hmm. You can look up the offering statement on the link I just dropped in the chat. Research us. All of our audited financials are public record because they're registered with the SEC. And we are reaching for NASDAQ in 2023. So that means this is a very, very good time for you to get involved with a company that's going places, that's on an upward trend, which is all verifiable. And you can get shares of Forbidden Knowledge for $1.50 a share right now. I just dropped the link in the chat for you. So you can go in there, check it out, get your shares, because we opened this back up for just another like 30 days, right?
Yeah, it was the 30. Yeah, we opened it. We could only open it back up for 30 days.
Yeah, and now it's coming down to the last 6 days. And this is it, guys. Then we're moving on to something called a Reg A+. It's going to be registered with the SEC. The attorneys are almost done with the documentation. All the financial audits from the CPA are already done. Mm-hmm. And everything else we need. We got our new transfer agent. We got our Edgar agent. All that stuff is already done and paid for. And now we are getting ready to uplist to get a new valuation and uplist to a Reg A plus. So this is your last chance to invest
in round two.
Okay, in round two.
Yes. So this is your last chance to invest in round two, which means it's your last chance to grab these shares at $1.50. So round one, shares were $1. Mm-hmm. So round two, $1.50. So in 6 days, or really 5 days at this point, shares will not be $1.50 anymore, basically.
Yeah.
You'll still be able to invest, but we don't know the share price.
We don't know the share price.
You know, it's kind of going in that direction.
Yeah, so. We're building. So
exactly.
It's a great opportunity, guys. Ground floor opportunity. Don't forget, check it out. All the information is there and downloadable. Again, the link has been dropped in the chat. If you don't see the link in the chat, if you're on audio, look in the caption of this podcast. Also, in the caption of this video on YouTube, there's also a link to where you can buy shares in round two.
Exactly. So there's a bunch of links in. Well, there's not a bunch of links, but there's the mushroom link for you guys with my coupon code in the description of this video. And there's grounding. There's a grounding link because, you know, I'm obsessed with grounding and writing a book right now about grounding. So all those links are in the description. So if you guys, you know, need the links, please look in the description. Don't forget to get your shares. Yeah. 5 days. We're not opening round two up again. It's impossible.
Yeah. We're going into round three. We got to keep moving up, not sideways.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We want to help as many people out as we can, but there's only so much we can do. It's time for us to move to the next level.
Yes, exactly. Please like this video and share it too.
Yes.
I think that this could really help a lot of people. Just even the medicinal mushrooms that I spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it can change lives.
Look, guys.
It changed mine.
No wrinkles. I only been on for about 30 days, but I can already see the effects. I am a little dark because I have been in the sun nonstop for about a week.
Yes.
So I got the melanin popping right now.
Melanin popping. You got the melanin popping. Are you going to do your...
Makes my teeth more shiny.
It does. It does. He has superpower teeth. He warms me with his laser superpower teeth and I'm cold.
It's the white hot heat.
that's the noise that it makes when he does that. When he shoots his laser beam out of his teeth.
That's my superpower. Anyway, it's an inside joke, guys. Anyway, we love you guys. We got to get out of here. All right.
It's time
to take a nap. All right. Peace. We love you guys.
You always do that. I don't understand it.
Well, this is the original peace sign.
I know.
And I'm saying I love you guys. I'm blowing kisses to everybody.
Oh, that's what it was. I
love
saw you
guys.
Doing that. Like, you've been doing that for the past two episodes.
Yeah, no, this is a real peace sign.
I know.
So I'm like, I love you guys, you know?
Okay.
I'm sending peace and blessings to you.
Oh, because first time you did it, you were like. I'm like, why are we doing this?
I was like, from the third eye, love, you know?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Third eye love, you know?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, guys. Love you. All right. Peace.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right. 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.